Sometimes we wonder to ourselves, what are the most important messages that we can offer the youth of today? And I have to share with you, Rabotai, what I feel is an extremely important and pertinent message, which was related in a Dvar Torah that I read this past week in Parshat Ki Tisa from Rav Noam Perel, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Tichonit, the Yeshiva High School in Susia, here in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. And I think it relates very clearly, not only to the youth of today, to the important message to the youth of today, but also to the upcoming wondrous holiday, the glorious holiday of Pesach, and its significant message as well. In Shmot Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Vav, the Torah describes Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, as they prepared, so to speak, for the Chayta Egel, for the terrible transgression of Avodah Zarah, idolatrous practice in worshipping the Egel Azahav, the golden calf. And the Torah says, Perek Blamed Bet, Vayashkimu Mimacharat, Vayalu Olot Vayagishu Shlamim, Vayeshev Ha'am, Le'echol Vishato. After Bnei Yisrael wake, they offer sacrifices, and then it says, immediately after the activity of offering sacrifices, Vayeshev Ha'am, the nation sat to eat, to drink. Vayakumu Litzachek, they then got up to laugh. Chazal explained what was this laughing, referring to Avodah Zarah. They got up to actively involve themselves in idolatrous practice. The Shmot Rabbah, the Medrash quotes based on this pasuk, Kol makom she'ata motza yeshiva, ata motza sham takala. Every place where Chazal, the Torah, describes yeshiva, sitting still, that is where you find an obstruction. Problems occur. Shekein matzinu bedor ha-migdal, by the Migdal Bovel, the Tower of Babel, when the people attempted to demonstrate an outright rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Vayimtzu bik'a be'eretz shinar vayeshvu sham. They sat there. Matak alayta sham? What happened there when they decided to sit, to plant themselves in Eretz Shinar, Vayamru hava nivne lanu ir? That's when they decided, once they were sitting, they decided to build and construct a city to rebel against God. Second place, Vayeshvu le'echol lechem. By Yaakov's children, the 11 sons or the 10 sons who attempted to destroy, to murder, to thwart, and to rid themselves of Yosef from within their confines, immediately before they began to plot against, deviously against Yosef, their brother, it says, Vayeshvu le'echol lechem. They sat down to partake, to break bread. And then afterwards it says, Vayimkeru et Yosef. The consequence was that they sold Yosef, their brother. And finally, the third place where we see yeshiva, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim. The Jewish people sat, Vayeshev, they sat and settled in Shitim. What happened in Shitim? The Torah tells us immediately afterwards, Vayechel ha'am liznot el benot Moav. The Jewish people were promiscuous, and they behaved sexually promiscuously with the women of Moav. Vayiu ha'meitim b'magefa ba'av esrim elef. Many people perished because of that. These are the three places that the Medrash describes, and perhaps inadvertently, the Medrash reveals that every place that there is yeshiva,
that there is this concept of sitting still, it follows that there is a very serious transgression and a catastrophic consequence. What is exhibited here within this midrash are the three worst transgressions that the Jewish people can possibly transgress. The three sins, as we know them as Yehareg Va'al Ya'avor, where a person is normally obligated to be killed rather than to transgress these three whopper sins, if you may. Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Gilui Arayot, sexual promiscuity, deviance, and Shvichut Damim, murder, where Yosef's brothers attempted to murder one of their own. All three of these sins resulted from a yeshiva, sitting of batlanut, sitting which represents in Judaism the idea of wasting one's time, which perhaps is the greatest crime in the eyes of the Torah, so much so that the Torah wants us to understand that a yeshiva shel batlanut, sitting still, inactive, being steadfast without movement, without searching for more ways to enhance one's avodat Hashem, one's servitude to Hashem, that is possibly the most dangerous situation that a person can be in. Says Rav Perl, Yeshivot memispar sugim makirim anu bechayenu. There are many types of yeshivot, of sitting, that we are familiar with. Yeshiva letzorech menucha, one can be a couch potato, where one sits still in order to rest, to relax. Yeshiva shel batlanut vechoser mas, they're sitting still for being completely idle, for being inactive, unproductive, and that is lacking any action. V'yeshiva shel sviyut ratzon me'esegenu, and there is yeshiva sitting still for the sake of satisfying our physical selves. Asher kaninu ba'amel rav, ve'enenu shoafim li'oter. Those people who sit still to satisfy their materialistic needs, engrossed in their physical selves without striving or searching earnestly for something more meaningful in their lives. All of these yeshivot represent tragedy. HaMedrash shelefaneinu, this medrash, says Rav Perl, mazhir, warns us, mibnei totzoatein harot ha'ason shel kol ha'yeshivot kulan. This medrash comes to warn us against all of the tragic consequences that follow from yeshiva, from sitting around without purpose. Mazhir ha'medrash et kulanu levalipol malkodet b'yeshiva v'yasiya. The medrash is warning us that we should not fall trap to being unproductive. Mafir ha'medrash ki achrita shel sveyut ratzon v'heder adgar. When one loses the practicality of purpose, searching for a goal, hinochet, that itself is a sin. Pisfus, he misses the point. Shchitut, destruction. Chayav kol echad miitanu, every one of us has to be aware. Bechol et le'edgar gadol elav mufnim kol kochotav. We are expected as Jewish people to constantly look, to search, to ignite, to spark our efforts, our strengths towards reaching and aspiring for goals. Tfilotav v'kishronotav, be it through our prayers and through our talents, says Rav Perl in a brilliant insight, it doesn't matter what that goal is. Says Rav Perl, siyum masechet, could be finishing a masechet of Gemara, hakamat mif'al, the establishment of a factory, hafatzat Torah, spreading the words of Torah, or imunei triathlon, or training for a triathlon. The main thing is rak lo yeshiva. We should never be sitting still. Shekol makom she'ata motza yeshiva, ata motze sham takala. For everywhere that it reveals in the Torah yeshiva, sitting still, that is where there is tragedy and tragic consequences. I ask my daughters, who are teenagers, where they go on Friday night. They go to a park. All of the teenagers, religious kids, datiyim, they hang out in a park. I ask my daughters, what do? When you go on Friday night to meet your friends. And they tell me very simply, as if I should understand, we go to hang out. Hanging out, I explain to them, is not a Jewish concept. Judaism doesn't believe in hanging out. Judaism is not a spectator sport. It's an active sport. It expects from us not to hang, but rather to be involved, to be active, to cause the inertia and the energy to be translated into the action. Rav Abiner explains, when we look at Pesach, the Torah tells the same answer at the end of Parshat Bo, which is given to the She'enu Yodeh Lishol, the child who does not know to ask questions. The same answer is provided in the Haggadah to the Rasha, to the wicked son. Rav Aviner asks, are we supposed to equate the She'enu Yodeh Lishol, the child who does not ask questions, to a Rasha, to a wicked child? Are they the same? Says Rav Aviner, indeed, the child who does not ask questions is en route to becoming a Rasha. Yes, they are the same. He is on his way to becoming a Rasha. Because in Judaism, we believe that one thing must happen, and that is that you must be asking questions. There is no such thing as not asking. There is no such thing. It is not acceptable in Judaism to be neutral. We don't have neutral. It doesn't exist in the Jewish gearbox. We have only reverse and drive. We have only to move forward through being active and involved and immersed in serving God. Ein neutraliut bechinuch, says Rav Aviner. There is no such thing as being neutral within Jewish education from a Jewish perspective. And therefore, I would add even another Yoshev, sitting that we see in Torah history that also reveals a tragic consequence. At the beginning of Parshat Vayeshev, the Torah tells us, Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov sat. Rashi reveals, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev Beshalva. Yaakov wanted to sit still. He wanted to relax. After all, he had a very challenging, difficult, controversial life. Now he finally wants to relax. Says Rashi, Kofatz Alav Rogzo Shel Yosef. God sent him the entire episode of Yosef and his brothers. What's the message here? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, when it comes to the education of your children, God says to Yaakov, oh no, my friend, there is no time, Leishev. There is no time to sit. Sitting you'll have later on when you depart from this world. But as long as you are alive, as long as you are here in this world, there is no time for sitting. There is no time for being parked in neutral. There is only drive. And if one is not involved in drive and moving forward, if he's not being driven, then he's being placed in reverse. He's moving backwards by Jewish definition. My daughter often says to me, my 18-year-old, she says to me, Abba, I want you to know, don't start thinking that once I'm 19, you're going to still tell me what to do, or you're still going to give me a curfew when I come home. I say, why not? She says, because I'm going to be 19. So I said, because you're 19, all of a sudden that means that I am absolved from being your parent? That means that I am no longer expected to give you direction, to give you guidance, and perhaps even rules that I feel are prim and proper for your development and guidance for the future? Absolutely not. from a Jewish perspective, parenting and involvement in service and focus, guidance and development never ends. It is an active sport that requires us constantly to be involved in an active way. It is for this reason, my friends, that I believe the famous Rambam in Hilchot Chametzu Matzah, when he quotes the Mishnah at the beginning of Arvei Psachim in the Gemara, we're all familiar with it. Bechol dor vador chayav adam lirot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzah mimitzrayim. The Mishnah says, in every generation, a person is expected to see himself as if he has come out of Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, he changes one word. Bechol dor vador chayav adam leharot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzah mimitzrayim. It's not enough to see yourself as if you're coming out of Egypt, but rather leharot. One has to show themselves as if they're coming out of Egypt. One has to demonstrate. One has to express in a very positive, effective, outright way that indeed I am now going through the experience of coming out of Egypt. The Seder Pesach, according to the Rambam, is experiential. It's not enough to see myself coming out of Egypt. I have to reinvigorate, I have to re-experience the concept of coming out of Egypt. That's the idea of leharot et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzah mimitzrayim. Why? Because that's precisely what Judaism expects. Particularly on Seder night, when we are involved with relating messages to our children for the sake of preserving history and perpetuating a future of Jewish generations. How important, how crucial it is that the message should be that this is not something of only reflecting upon the past, but rather it's something in which we are actively perpetuating a future. That is the idea. And therefore, the entire concept of the Seder Pesach is so special. The Seder Pesach, where one sits, we have yeshiva. Not only do we have yeshiva, not only do we sit around the entire night, but we have yeshiva beheseba. We sit around relaxing. We sit around leaning, reclining. In such a fashion, in such a state, one would expect that we'd be couch potatoes, that we'd be wasting time, that we'd forget our purpose. No. We sit around relaxing and reclining, but how do we do it? By infusing purpose. We eat matzah. We eat moror. We ask questions. We reflect upon what happened to the Jewish people. We beg ourselves to reinvigorate and re-experience coming out of Mitzrayim once again. Even in a reclined state, a Jewish person never relaxes. There is always a focus. There is always a reason. There's always a purpose to longing for greater understanding of what it means to be part of the Jewish people. That is the ikar, the essence of Judaism. Not to sit, but to sit with purpose. To sit in order to infuse action, to initiate the sake of the future. And indeed, today I was traveling with a student of mine, and I said to him, an Israeli student, I said to him, you know, there are many beautiful places in the world. Some are, yes, even more beautiful than Eretz Yisrael. So what is so beautiful about this country? And I explained to him, he said, yes, he said, but you can go to certain parts of Eretz Yisrael that are not developed, and it's stone, and it's even ugly. But you go to places that people exerted a certain amount of energy and invested an effort, and all of a sudden you see fruit, flora, you see grass, greenery all around you. The beauty of Eretz Yisrael is not only what you see in front of you, but it's the potential of action. It's the potential of taking something that may look so basic, that may look so undesirable, and changing it into the most beautiful place in the world. That ladder, that scale of measuring from a nothing to something beautiful, yes, that potential that exists is the greatest sense of beauty that can possibly be revealed. And this essentially is the message of the Geula, of the Jewish redemption. Redemption of the Jewish people, we believe, does not happen by being bystanders or by waiting around for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kick in. No. The message of Pesach, the message of avoiding yeshivot batlanut, sitting around, is the message that indeed we are expected to act. We are expected to demonstrate through our actions that we desire the Geula, the redemption, that we can facilitate the redemption, the Geula. That's the statement of Seder Pesach. A yeshiva sitting around with Divrei Torah, with actions that reflect upon history, but that beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to once again, based on our demonstrations, based on our energies and our exertion of actions, they too should bring the future Geula of all Am Yisrael, which is precisely the way the Seder Pesach concludes. As we look upon Eliyahu HaNavi to once again return to us. Why? Because we are involved in a yeshiva, in sitting around through actions, through demonstrating our desire by the way that we behave. We should be zoche as a result of that attitude and understanding to witness the Geula Shlema through our expressions and our energies that we demonstrate this Pesach. B'meirah B'Yameinu. Amen.